T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Dixville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Summer beer, summer burgers. All on the way with the head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. We've got Wes on the line. Wes playing for Team Not Sober. Wes, you're on question number 4.
Wes, hang on there 1 second. Ted, we were talking about the board game Clue.
Correct.
And you just made a little anecdote. It's always Colonel Mustard. In the library with something. So someone wanted to let us know, little trivia, there are 324 different possible solutions for the game of Clue. So apparently you're wrong, Ted. I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, my apologies. I meant every single frickin' time.
Why else would you play the game if that was
happening? Right? Oh, I saw that when I was a child.
All right, Wes, your next question. Trepanation. That's the practice of drilling holes into what part of the human body?
Skull.
There you go.
Yeah.
You sick psychopath.
That's exactly right.
All right, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Yes, we do. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Aaron, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober, having a homebrew right now.
Oh, you made it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
What style did you make, Aaron?
I've actually got a few on tap. I'm drinking the IPA.
Ooh. Do you give any of them names?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We do. This one is the Leap Day IPA because we brewed on Leap Day.
All right.
We did a pandemic pale, of course, because 'tis the season.
If you do a light ale, do you name it a Sharon? You know, in honor of yourself?
I'm gonna let my wife know about that one. Right. I think we'll have
Sharon,
that one coming.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
We were pushing for a new beer, and this honestly got truth. We wanted to do an IPA just so we could call it Men's Room IPA. And we keep getting shut down.
IPA. That's what you do when you're done. All right, Aaron, Men's Room pulled. You're a homeschool teacher. What subject can you not teach? Would that be math, science, history, or a foreign language?
And stop breathing directly into the phone, Darth Vader.
You're a big breather.
Oh, sorry about that. Better, guys? Sorry.
Yeah, much better.
All right, apologies.
That's all right. Remind me of college.
I'm going to go with foreign language. I'm just absolutely terrible at those.
By the way, we were talking about currency. The different denominations that have come out over the $500 bill, etc. And I remember this story. I just wanted to inform this person. They said, the one time there was a Walmart employee that did not know the $2 bill was real, ended up calling the cops on the guy.
You don't remember that story?
Was trying to use,
but, yeah, we had him.
But here's the thing. The first thing they did was get their manager. And when the manager walked out, they thought it was counterfeit. When they called the cops thought it was counterfeit. It's not until the FBI showed up and said, no, guys, it's a $2 bill. These things exist. Think about it.
Unbelievable.
And Aaron, do you know who is on the front of the $2 bill?
I do. That's Thomas Jefferson, sir.
And do you know what is on the back of the $2 bill?
That'd be the Jefferson Memorial.
That'd be the signing of the Declaration
of
Independence.
Miles is correct.
Ooh. Yeah.
But you did well otherwise. But at least I can.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to tell you something, though. I had a historic bill, I think, printed in the 50s, and it actually does have Monticello, the Jefferson Memorial, printed on it.
Huh.
Ted, check me on that.
All right.
Yes.
And also,
Ted Smith, fact checker.
Right, Monticello is where he lived. Jefferson Memorial is Jefferson Memorial.
Correct. Well, right. He did not live at the memorial.
Maybe I should name my house.
Why not?
You know what I mean? If everybody's going to like, he was born in Monticello. It's like, no, why don't you get like a house on some street?
Well, right? No, look, man, if you go to Mexico, everyone's house has a name.
Really?
But like their house is named. So even if you ask someone, hey, man, do you know where Miles lives? They'd be like, oh, Casa Bianco. Like,
I think I'm going to name my address. I name my house Gus.
Gus?
Yeah.
I feel like in America, you got to your house has to have land, too.
Oh.
It's got to be like a thing.
Before you can get a name?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you get stuff like Ted's Manor or something like that.
Heights.
No, that's on the East Coast, that's the hood.
Villa de Escool.
The cool house?
Well, Ted Escool.
Oh, wow.
But I got it. It'd be cool to call it Estate of Miles, though. I mean, that kind of works.
It seems like a lot of area, for sure.
It really does.
Exactly.
Tons of acreage. Tons of acreage.
And it's a townhome in the middle of Seattle. All right, here's a question. Who changed her name to Rebecca Rolfe after marrying John Rolfe?
Rebecca Rolfe?
Mm-hmm.
John, I have no idea.
When I first looked at it, the answer came up as Elizabeth Warren. But it turns out, no, it was Pocahontas.
Oh.
Pocahontas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of currency.
Right.
What? Wasn't Pocahontas on the gold dollar they tried for a while?
No, I'm screwing that up. Just a second. We know your Native America.
Oh, Ted.
Oh.
Wow.
That's not a good look.
You're not woke, bro.
I'm rubbing off on you, Ted.
I'm going to take a play off. I mean, it felt wrong as soon as I said it. Like, the thought was right there. Now, flex on him.
Damn. All right, then. That's all right, Ted. Don't feel it. Remember all those people that confused thinking Barbara...
dollar with a quarter, too.
No, that Barbara Bush was on the $1 bill. All right, here's your question.
I think I'd feel better making that mistake.
Who played the role of Batman in the 1995 film Batman Forever?
Oh, crap. I got to make sure I pick the right one.
I know, right?
Shoot. It's one of two guys. Was that the Val Kilmer movie?
There you go.
Yeah.
Right, just remember,
very good.
No nipples in 95.
That was Clooney.
He was Batman.
It was cold. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, do we have time for a brand new contestant?
Hello, Chrissy. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Chrissy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Are you sober or are you not sober?
Sober.
You are team sober, Chrissy. Welcome to the show.
They never seem sure.
I know. Why are sober people so uncertain?
Just remember, if a cop ever asks you, I'm sober.
Just say sober.
I'm sober. Men's room poll there, Chrissy. You're a homeschool teacher. What subject can you not teach? Math, science, history, or foreign language?
Foreign language.
All right. Foreign language it is.
Oui, oui. All right. Your first question. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I should say your question.
Si.
Your first question. The first names were Meriwether and William, but we know them better as what duo? Meriwether and William were their first names.
Are you trying to answer?
What's that?
What was the question again?
I need the last name. We know this duo by their last, like Penn and Teller, we know them by their last name. So their first names were Meriwether and William, but we know them better as what duo?
I have no clue.
Barnum and Bailey?
Oh. Lewis and Clark.
Lewis and Clark.
Okay, back to that again. Oh, more Pocahontas
sure.
questions.
Yeah, I didn't care for that.
You did so well at that. Their first names were Stan and Oliver, but we know them better as what duo?
Stan.
The fat guy and the skinny guy.
That is correct. It is the fat guy and the skinny guy.
Laurel and Hardy.
Wait, well done.
Okay, but I'm just questioning real quick. Well, what did you know? What did you say the first names were?
For
Laurel and Hardy.
Stan and Oliver.
I thought it was Laurel. Maybe I was wrong.
No, it's Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy.
Oliver Hardy.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a butt, man. I started going through and I realized, like, I don't know the names of all the first names of all these different duos we know.
Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
That's a good point.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Chris, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I am not sober.
All right, Chris, welcome to the show. Okay, man.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no problem. Men's room poll. You're a homeschool teacher. Chris, what subject can you not teach? Math, science, history, or foreign language?
I'm going to go with foreign language.
Did you ever take a foreign language?
I took French for 2 years.
What a waste.
I mean, what a waste. Yeah,
that's coming handy.
French teacher was hot.
Yeah, they always are, man. I mean, they are the hottest teacher in the school every single time. It's
thank
true.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's true. My French teacher was so good that she left 3 months into the semester because she got pregnant.
Yep.
We had a Spanish teacher that was real hot.
Oh, yeah?
And then she ended up in a calendar once, and we all looked at it.
And then she got fired?
No, she got a job. It was just like moms posing in bikinis for some mom thing. But the babies weren't in there. It was just the ladies in the bikinis.
Gotcha. If you're going to have a mom in a bikini, do not include the baby in the picture. It's weird. All right. Here's your question. What name...
right. And there was a rumor once somebody put Spanish fly in her coffee.
What name did the meaner of Cinderella's stepsisters call her?
What was that?
Called her?
Mm-hmm. Instead of Cinderella, she called her Cinder Blank.
I'm going to go with Bratwurst.
I'm going to go Cinder Block.
Wench.
Cinder Wench.
You Cinder Wench?
Oh, Cinder Wench.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Wench just sounds aggressive.
It depends. If you go to ye old whatever the hell they have going, Renaissance Fair, like, I'm a wench. Like, but if I called you that, you'd be pissed.
Yeah. Bring me my mead, wench.
I think I'd be Cinder Home with Cab Fare.
All right, your question. How many bits are in a byte?
Bits are in a byte?
Mm-hmm.
16.
Oh, half that. Eight.
Ooh, eight bits in a byte.
Oh, look at me having a little bit.
Actually.
I'm going to have eight little bits.
Instead of one bite?
I ate the bit.
Eating
in one bite.
All right, your question. What musical instrument appears on the Guinness beer label?
Oh. Is it another?
Yeah.
Yay! Beer question.
How about harp beer? Does it have a harp on it? You'd think that they would be like, hey.
Seems like aren't they talking about Guinness thing?
Harp has a Guinness on it.
Oh,
here's one for you, Miles, by the way, as far as the first names of famous duos. Someone sent this one in. Lou and Bud.
Abbott and Costello.
Well done.
Okay. Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. We're going to enjoy some summer beers and summer burgers. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Summer beers, summer burgers coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. First time for a few emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Let's jump right into the birthdays. Guys, can I get a birthday shout-out for my rambunctious son, Corbin? He is 6 years old today. How about a little kid-faced sandwich and Coach Ted prepping him for his future career in mutton-busting? Keep on rocking, fellas. That from Todd.
Fish sandwich.
Corbin, now listen close, son. Mutton-busting's about two words. No fear. All right, that's the only thing we can go in here with. Now, is there skill involved? Yeah, I don't know. Does it depend on the sheep we get? Well, it does. The thing is, you're going to hold on tight. dig your tiny little child fingers into his fur, and no fear.
All right, so you're going to have to switch gears here, Ted.
All right.
Ola Cholas, today is my son's 8th birthday. He loves your show. He's becoming such an amazing young man. Can he get a fish sandwich? And Coach Ted giving him advice on not pulling his pants down in public and saying, I'm sexy and I know it. Thanks, guys, for doing what you do. That from Kirsten.
Fish What's
his
sandwich?
Name? His name is not mentioned because the mom doesn't love him. It's Jordan's 8th birthday.
All right, Jordan, listen. Coach finds this hilarious, but you're 8 years old now, so we got to keep the pants on, man. Now, around the house, around the family, pull them down. You're sexy and you know it, Jordan.
Ola Cholas, I am riding down here in Scurry, Texas. I'd love it if you guys would give a birthday shout-out to my twin sister, Becca, Scurry, Texas, and myself today. I love you, Becca. Can we please hear the dirty Germans talking about twins, guys? That from the lovely Toria.
Yeah, I like the twins. It's for my new patented sex move. It's called the pendulum.
Yeah, so my world. Yeah, so my world, we call twins twice as fun.
Yeah.
It also reminds me when we're done, you can have a piece of devil mint.
Yeah, it's like four breasts that look exactly the same in front of you, like Dream Woman. Although preferably two on the back for slow dancing.
Here's a good one. Ola Cholas, no one cares about me. Blah 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 blah. All I want for my birthday is an audio daily double with Miles' enthusiastic wows and some thrill gets. That should do for my birthday. Thanks to Stay Classy, bitches. That from Sober Sal. So here, oh my God! It is a big W audio daily double. Wow! Wow! Wow!
Kick!
Giving myself a little birthday shout out. 41 years old, nothing special. So how about a big old bong hit, guys? That from Chauncey. Hello, thank you, ladies. Today is my birthday. I have traveled 46 trips around the bright star in the sky, and finally it has fallen on a week you're not off. So I would love to have a little turtle wax with an owl hitting the window in the pause. And you like that at the end. My name is Maddie, by the way. Love you guys in a bro way. Made me laugh all show long. So thanks for that.
Uh-oh, look out.
You like that? You like that?
Guys, today's my mom Amber's birthday and my parents' wedding anniversary. She wants Mickey and Goofy to talk about how she doesn't like having the anniversary on her birthday and how my dad likes that the anniversary is, in fact, on her birthday.
Well, gosh, look at it like this. This reduces how many times you have to get angry at your husband. One date to remember. And if he forgets it one time, you can be mad at him twice as much. We call that a win-win.
Yeah, and it's your birthday and your anniversary, so you can expect three gifts. One for the anniversary, one for the birthday, and the third gift. Just looking at the top of his head.
How do you think he parts his hair?
Down the middle.
That's not his head. Bitches, today is my beautiful mother, Terrence, 49th trip around the sun. She's the most amazing mom anyone can ask for. Can the dirty Germans please tell her what they will do her, tutor her before she turns 50? That from her favorite son.
Yeah, before you turn 50, very important in Germany that we introduce you to the... We introduce you to the furless weasel.
Yeah, before your 50th birthday, we'll go elephant on you and use our four knees.
Yeah, we do a little thing we call the trunk dunk.
Yeah, whose trunk is whose?
Ola Cholas, it's my fiance Holly's 22nd birthday. We'll do it that way. Hoping the Captain Crunch could wish her a happy birthday and maybe Coach Ted telling her how to make the perfect Moscow mule. Thanks, guys. That from Corey.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'd love to take the time to wish you a happy birthday, but I'm busy shaving a monkey for future coitus.
Coach knows one thing. It's cocktails, all right? Now, the perfect Moscow mule is pretty simple. Three steps. Number one, you walk into a bar or restaurant that's open. Step two, you order that Moscow mule. Step three, you enjoy it.
I had a Moscow meal, but it wasn't a drink.
Yeah, I mean, when things open, I'd recommend a bar called Montana. They have them on draft.
And you can get a pickleback.
They're right.
I once had a pickleback.
Captain!
That was a pickle on your back.
Crunchberries!
I don't know what else is sitting in for my birthday, so I decided to take it upon myself. How about an owl hitting the window? What the hell is that, bro? Thanks, guys. You're the best dad from Paul.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Shout out to Alan Beavington. Dude is 50 years old today. How about giving him a your penis is too small? That from Fibbing Bear. Guys and Wobbin, please wish my amazing husband Derek a happy 52nd birthday. He would love a big old bong rip. And the Dirty Germans talking about Bitcoin. Love the show. That from Susie Q.
Yeah, I do not want to talk anymore about this Bitcoin. I apologize to Bit and told them to learn a safe word.
Yeah, one thing I know is every time you talk about... Sorry, so I got a little drinking. Yeah, so one thing I know about the Bitcoin is every time you bring it up, you also have to mention the newest Rogan podcast.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you,
bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extra emails real quick here. Bacholas and Wobbin, in the mid-90s when meth was good. On my first deployment, we stopped in Australia. As a young single sailor, to say the least, I was excited. That's an understatement. I met a young lady the first night out and shacked up with her the whole week. She asked what I wanted to do while in Australia, and I told her I wanted to see some animals. So we went to a nature park zoo. There's a fenced-in area, a couple acres large. There was a four-foot trail around the inside to make a walkway. I saw people go under the rail to hang with kangaroos, and I went out there, too. A guy told me to watch out for the emus. I blew him off and was following a roo around trying to get a picture, and then I heard a loud screech come from behind me. I turned around to see an emu flared up, staring at me. Started walking back toward the rail, and that thing started running at me. I ran faster than I ever ran and cleared that rail like an Olympic hurdler. All the Aussies were pointing and laughing, including the girl, and I politely said I was ready to go. Also learned that koalas smell like S and have wicked claws, and Tasmanian devils are a real thing. Best Liberty Port ever. Keep on rocking, players. That from Paul.
Don't forget, also, koala bears have chlamydia.
Every single
one of them.
Cicadas, Bacholas, I just want to let you guys know that on the podcast on radio.com, you're talking about the cicada plague in Maryland when you left. The cicadas will return to Maryland next summer. Cicadas for Virginia and North Carolina return this year. Yes, unrestrained violence, a pandemic, a plague of cicadas every 17 years. Ain't Baltimore great, huh? Miss you guys. That's from One-Eyed Greg in Reisterstown, Maryland. Let's see here. And one more. Ola Bacholas and Wobbin. We have been blessed here in the boonies of Ravensdale, Washington, to have various food trucks serve our community. As I pulled into the post office at 4:40 today, I found Gormini's food truck. Lost and looking for their destination, I guided them there, and they offered me a meal for free. I respectfully declined and paid them full price plus a decent tip. It was way too early for me to have dinner, so when I got home, I put it all in the air fryer for 7 minutes.
All right, speak.
Wow, so damn good. Miles and Ted, you just best give up and hop aboard that train.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see everybody here today.
We even have a special guest. I mean, look, people have been working from home.
That is
man.
You.
And keep in mind, people have been working from home. We understand what's going on. Our co-conspirator, Ryan Katz, has been working from home diligently. We do sit and spin with the man, and every time, coming from his basement. And wouldn't you know it, he's here today. Isn't that odd? Isn't that strange how that worked out?
If you're alluding to the fact that I showed up because you have beer, you are correct.
Yes, exactly. And we know that your wife does not practice very well social distancing, so thank you for bringing that COVID-19 in here for all of us.
Right, yeah, right. Sure. Yeah, because my wife is a people person.
She hugs everybody.
She hasn't even gone to the grocery store, has she?
She went out. She went to the pet store to buy dog food and came back and talked for 5 minutes about what a terrible experience.
That was 2 months ago.
That was, yeah. So I have been the hunter-gatherer for our plan.
Right, yeah.
Which is the two of us for the last 2-3 months.
Good lives. Good life.
Absolutely.
So as we head into summer, there's certain beers that obviously people drink mainly in the summertime.
Sure.
Right? Number one on the list, obviously, would be your summer shandies.
Right. Started with Corona, let's face it. I mean, as far as the first beer that's going to be thought of.
Corona, the beer is always, I hate that I have to say that. I don't have to. But you're right, Corona beer is one of those things. Like they do a great advertising campaign.
They make you think of summer. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember living in Baltimore. Me and Burris would be sweating our butts off, sitting out in the alley drinking Coronas.
Drinking Coronas.
I don't even like this beer.
Bucket of Coronas?
Summer.
Bring them on over.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Absolutely.
I drink a whole bucket of Coronas once at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Sure, that ended well.
Personal story. Right. Actually, it was a pretty fun night.
Cool.
So Corona, summer shandies, Rattlers, if you will. I'm going to say it as many times as I can.
Listen. Were people honest? I know people drank summer shandies, but for whatever reason, it seems that this summer, I'm hearing about it. You know what I mean?
Well, because you're attentive to it now, and you've let people know it bugs you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's probably precisely.
I don't know about the whole world, but here and for the emailers, that goes a long way.
Yes. I've noticed that.
Yeah, I do like when a good cheap light beer comes out with a summer beer, whether it's lemon flavored or whatever.
Well, also now we have all the hard soda waters, seltzer waters, if you will. Mm-hmm. There's Natural Light's making like a lemonade. Bud Light has a lemonade. So there's a bunch of them. So these are just some of the, thank you to Robin, by the way, who grabs some of the more popular beers around the world that are
summer. Well, she was buying her Easy Jesus and thought, hey, I might as well grab some beer for the show.
Easy Jesus, grabbing a fifth of Naughty Head. Let me stock up on Croatian beer as well. So number one, first of all, we will have Carlo Fogato.
Carlo Fogato.
You say that so smooth.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Carlo Fogato. Carlo Vodka.
Wait,
okay.
Man, what the hell?
Carlo Vodka.
Carlo Vodka.
Carlo Fajita.
It's nice of the person that speaks German to work that out for you.
It's a popular beer in Croatia.
Oh.
It's a standard 5.5 lager.
Right.
Very drinkable, perfect chilled, and enjoyed on a hot day.
I bet Croatia's lovely this time of year.
Actually,
it is.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen the pictures?
I can't wait to go to Croatia.
Oh, my God.
I heard it's getting a little crowded on Yacht
White sandy beaches.
No, you can wait.
Kayak lifestyle. All of that.
So this beer isn't hugely available, but if you go to a bottle shop, you should be able to get it. Basically, it's a standard.
That's real standard, man.
I can drink that all day long on the beaches of Croatia.
Yeah, it strikes me a bit like a Heineken.
Yeah,
maybe
a little bit more of a traditional pilsner.
It's a beer that will make you it'll make you pee a lot, but you won't get drunk that fast.
Anything that you drink 14 of makes you pee a lot.
It's a Heineken International subsidiary.
Oh, wow! Dan is not having a stroke. He's okay.
This is why I don't
phonetically write this out, Robin.
It already sounds like subsidiary.
No.
All right.
What did you say?
Never forget it. Move it on. Move it on.
No, what is it?
No. What is it?
Subsidiary.
No.
What is it?
Subsidiary.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Stop saying the same word.
Yeah, exactly. The intense interpretation of the English language is brought to you by involuntary celibacy. Now, back to the program.
All right. Subsidiary.
No.
D. Ted Smith's bubbling of the English language is brought to you by a career in communication. Now, back to the program.
Subsidy?
No!
Ted's continuing struggles with the English language brought to you by a clean living, healthy lifestyle. Now, back to the program.
Subsidiary.
No.
The Ted Wordsmith, butcher of the English language, brought to you by the English Now, back to the program.
You got it. You got to do it.
Come on, man.
Subsidies.
No.
No, hang on. I'm working through. Subsidiary.
No.
The Ted Wordsmith, mangler of the English language, brought to you by the state of Florida. Now back to the program.
They are a Heineken.
They're like a part of Heineken. That's what the word means. Right.
That is it. But they are a... They are a...
Hey, Jesus, I'm not going to get it now.
You can get it. You got this.
All right, so something could be a subsidy.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is a subsidiary.
You just sang the
paper. It's not bad. Brought to you by PG County, Maryland.
Now back to the program.
Oh, Peach County sponsored this? I call Miss Emma for whatever I want.
All right. Okay. I don't know. Do you want to try the next beer?
No. It's fine. I want this.
That's a subsidiary of Heineken.
Subsidiary! Jesus!
Yes.
Mary and Joseph.
Yes.
I don't even want to tell you where this next one's from.
Where is it from?
Oh, no.
Vietnam.
Okay.
And what's the name?
Saigon Export.
Oh, you got that one. Saigon Export.
It's brewed in Vietnam's states. Yeah. Brewed in Vietnam, 4.9. Light. Typical rates, 3 out of 5. Pale lager. You find a Total Wine, local bottle shop, stock up.
That's not bad.
The next one is from northern Germany. This is a Fleischberger Pilsner.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a Pilsner style, crisp, light Pilsner. Perfect on ice or at cellar temperature.
Ooh.
Oh.
You find it at World Market, local bottle shop.
This one, it tastes very similar to the first two, but it's got a little more body. I like number one so far.
I like number three so far. I like the Croatian beer.
I like this one's number four will be from Occidental Brewing in collaboration with Level Brewing. Northwest Pilsner has a 3.9 out of 5 rating, 5% beer, light, crisp, and dry. Chill them today and enjoy them all summer.
Is it just me or is 5% a little heavy for a beach beer?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not heavy for me. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Generally speaking, you drink Bodies on a hot beer.
That beer's not heavy. It's my brother. And last on the list, number five, Bury's Hales. Brewed in California, has a 3.9 out of 5 rating, 5.2. This one's full-bodied with a light bitterness and a touch of sweetness, like your ex, and a clean and crisp finish. Made in traditional German style with a dry finish.
Wow.
They're all really good, man.
They are.
Honestly, these are very...
Would you drink them all year?
Do you have a favorite?
I like the Croatian beer the best.
I think I like the German one.
Well...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Ted, before we take a break, do you want to try that word one more time just to see if we can get it?
Subsidiary.
That's very close. The Ted Smith's Mush Melting of the English Language, brought to you by Great Speech Goblins in History. Now back to the program.
Oh, that is good. Now I had a sip of beer, I'll be fine. You're wary.
You know what? It's another month. We have it.
I know. You just invented a month.
I do want to give a big thank you to the guys at Beer Junction over in West Seattle. That's where I was able to find all of these.
Yay!
They also carry Men's Room, all the different varieties.
Yeah!
And,
Beer Junction's a great spot.
Selection's awesome. Their tap selection's great and just super helpful. So if you ever had questions about what to get, they kind of help guide me down the road for all of these. So we'll get them linked up. You guys will know where to find them.
They know what they're talking about. I can say that.
And if they want to advertise on this program, we'll sing the jingle for them. The Beer Junction, what's your function?
Beer Junction, what's your fart?
To get drunk.
Thank
you, Ted. Thank you, Rob. We appreciate it. There you go with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
All right, coming in just 7 minutes. We will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Ford has created new cop cars that can heat up to 133 degrees inside in an attempt to kill the coronavirus.
Cop cars?
Cop cars.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it'd be used for.
You wanna just sweat? I mean, you've already got.
I'm
like,
sure they're not inside of it. Miles,
I would never see a cop with like shorts on. I mean, there's no way that's going to be comfortable.
They'd
for
probably
anybody.
Step outside of the thing for a minute, let it just boil over, kill all the bacteria.
So
in
they're
there.
Driving down the road at 130.
Now, whether or not the guy's in the back of it doesn't matter.
Mm.
Germany is clamping down on singing.
with several parts of the country banning it from church services because of fears that it can spread coronavirus.
Hasselhoff's career is over.
Singing.
Really?
Singing.
Well, I mean, when you go outside of the Scorpions,
all right,
and I think of some of my, I mean, Rammstein is obviously a big band. Now, continue. What are we missing?
Except balls to the wall.
But also,
really, they German?
I'm done, but yes, they're German. Okay, I don't have another.
There's one more. I know there
if
is.
If you like death metal and black metal, I'm sure you're rattling off all kinds
Dark
of names.
Dark Commissar? I mean, I can't even think of it. What are you missing here?
Das Boot.
Don't come around the.
That's going to bug me. There's one more that we're missing.
Are they German?
Right? Oh, yeah. Robin's got
what
it.
About like a Kraftwerk?
Oh.
All right. Oh, wow, that's nerdy.
I mean, they're big.
You said name one.
Yeah, you should see the Kraftwerk section at the vinyl store in Germany. It's insane.
Okay, so we're going to miss them, too. All right, so we've determined who we're going to miss.
Yeah, you're fine.
A bar in Elgin, Texas has banned people from coming in if they're wearing a mask.
That's what I'm talking about.
The sign says, quote, due to our concern for our citizens, if they feel the need to wear a mask, then they should probably stay home.
Okay.
Just taking the other approach.
Okay. Mm.
An airline called Eurowings finally restarted its flights from Germany to Italy.
It's an airline? I was hoping it was a chain of delicious chicken wing.
Eurowings.
Chicken wing restaurants.
Ah, crud. This is why I'm not working on it, because they turned the flight around when they found out that the airport they were going to in Italy was closed.
Yes. Mm.
I feel like I already
was it an island?
Just as Italy, Ted. I don't know that Italy's an island.
I feel like it could have been Sardinia.
Moving on. An energy official in Alberta, Canada said that it is a good time to build an oil pipeline because the coronavirus restrictions will limit protests.
Oh, Jesus.
That's thinking.
I mean, wasn't joking.
Yeah.
No. Well, most oil pipeline people are not.
I would think the dumber the statement, the more likely it is that it's true if a politician said it. I think that's what we've learned. If it seems outrageous, like, I believe it.
The latest in the mini foods as cereal trend is mini croissant cereal.
No. Croissants are buttery and delicious.
Okay, well, you let them stale for a little while, and then you turn them into cereal.
I would rather
what
eat
is Cheerios?
I mean, maybe you could make them
stale
into kind
bagels.
Of like a French toast type thing. But
stale bagels, how would you call Cheerios?
Cheerios. It's very stale bagels. Same thing. Let the croissant stale for a minute. Toasted.
You know, if you plant Cheerios, you get donut trees.
There you go.
That's a known fact.
Fact.
Plant your Cheerios, kids.
Two people in Georgia are okay after a flying turtle hit their windshield.
Yeah, that's crazy. The turtle didn't make it, though, unfortunately.
No, it did not.
The turtle died?
They took it to a hospital. Seriously.
Tried.
It says it's possible the turtle was flying through the air because the car in front of it hit him, and sadly
flipped it up into the air.
It died of its injuries. How else is that turtle flying?
But here's the thing. That turtle, did you hear how it got embedded in the windshield?
No.
So they were driving. They thought it was a rock because you're going to think it's a rock before you think it's a turtle. They kind of move their heads. This thing hits the windshield. It embedded in the windshield, but one half, and I don't know if it was front or back, but one half was in the car, the other half was out of the car. Like, this thing got stuck halfway through the windshield.
Dang.
But it was still alive and kicking slowly. Yeah,
problem with the
shelter. They took it to an animal hospital, and that's where it later died.
It's an exoskeleton, so correct. The trauma to the shell is going to be just the same as the trauma to anybody.
Yeah. And turtles aren't used to hitting the windshields of cars.
No, but it does sound like a minor league baseball team, the Flying Turtles.
It really does.
I saw somebody just said, like, Mario Kart is real now.
Oh, damn.
I love turtles. I like turtles. I tell you, go Terps.
A man was busted trying to fly to Logan Airport in Boston with $139,000 in cash.
Oh, not for a drug debt.
No.
But why is that a crime?
Well, because you can't launder money anymore like you used to.
But the assumption is that you're laundering money. And they assume that because you probably are.
It's
but
real.
Still.
People are going to extreme measures now to launder money. I mean, it's just, I read a whole article about how difficult it is for the illicit, you know, drug trade and everything else to kind of function based on the fact there's nowhere to wash it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you read an article, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hard to clean that money in that article you read?
I'm going to Ozarks.
Apparently, he was going to an area, quote, known for illegal narcotics.
Yes.
Yes.
It's called anywhere.
$139,000 in cash.
You have over 100 G's on you. Like, you owe somebody something.
Like, guys, you can arrest me, but please let me make this.
I mean, you're not going to retire with that. You're not flying to retirement.
A nurse who grew up in New York flew back to help out during the crisis. And while she was there, she tracked down the firefighter who pulled her from a burning building when she was 4 years old.
Wow.
Oh.
I bet he had a mustache. I bet he did. I bet he had it then, and he has it now.
And it's the same one.
And his wife has never seen him without it.
No, she did once when he made a mistake, and she hated his face.
Yeah, because she didn't recognize him, and it didn't tickle her.
We've all seen that movie. Yeah.
Damn it. Theme parks in Japan are starting to reopen. It comes at a price.
What's the price?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, it's going to get tested online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.